well, in English, in Hungarian. I get some to the listeners here, you may be hearing some background noise. This is because the antenna tower that was on top of the temple for the last 10 years has finally made its way down into the parking lot, not by falling, but it got removed by a crane, and now it's being cut up into pieces. Okay, so, question.
So, Guru Maharaj, you made a vlog, a video about tolerance, and the example was the tree, and there was a comment to this vlog. It says that in the vlog you made on tolerance, the tree is the example, as it is the example in Lord Chaitanya Shikshashtakam. You said that the tree never protests against anything and tolerates whatever is done with it. Some have argued, though, that trees and plants do protest. We just can't hear it. And that it is their protest against abuse that makes them sentient and worthy of care. They can't do anything due to their position against abuse, like humans are often abused and are unable to defend themselves. Could you comment on that?
Yeah, that's correct, quite correct. But all material examples have their limits. We're sentient beings. We have material senses and materially tainted minds, so we relate to things within our realm of experience. Automatically, things outside of our realm of experience we won't have experience with. For instance, spiritual trees can walk, so technically they could run away from someone who tried to abuse them, but we couldn't relate to something like that because we don't have experience. So that's why Lord Chaitanya and Prabhupada give the tree as an example of someone who doesn't protest. And Prabhupada of course says that trees also feel pleasure and pain. But still, it gets, the important thing is to actually get across the message that even though things will happen to us, and even to human beings who can protect themselves, but ultimately no one can protect themselves from the modes of material nature and their karma. So no matter how much you protest, no matter whatever you do, ultimately you are not going to protect yourself from your karma. You're going to get whatever is due to you, whether you run, hide, or whatever arrangements you make. And for that, Hiranyakashipu is the real example. Someone who thinks that by some material arrangement, I'm going to avoid inevitable death, not in day, not in night, not inside, not outside, not God or man or this or that, but you can't avoid it. It's going to happen. So, this often comes up, it often comes up in Shastra, particularly I've seen Acharyas make this issue about the relevance of material examples, because sometimes in arguments against some opposing philosophy, material examples are used. The examples should be, the better they are, then the stronger the argument will be. The arguments are not as watertight as possible, then it reflects back on the philosophical point that one wants to make. But anyway, we're on safe ground because Lord Chaitanya used the example, Srila Prabhupada used the example. So then we can also use the example, but keep in mind that like everything, it has its limitations.
But Guruji, if we have to tolerate, then why is this instruction in the Gita and in the Shikshashtaka and so many places that we should tolerate?
Because tolerance is a quality of goodness, and most people aren't in goodness. Therefore, they need to be told and reminded they should tolerate, because this isn't coming to them naturally. It isn't part of their makeup or their psychology that they tolerate things that happen, whatever that may be. So people need to tolerate. Things will come, but it's how you respond to things that happen in this world is important, not that things are happening. Things are happening, that's fait accompli. But the question is, now how are you going to respond to those things that are destined, ordained? Tattena kampam shushumikshimano. So, and not just tolerating ignorance, but tolerating knowledge, because there's different types of tollerance also. So Tattena kampam verse is also about tolerance. But it's tolerating knowing, yes, I'm getting the results of my past karma. And what happens when people don't believe in karma or don't know about karma? They can tolerate, but they're not going to get the same benefit as the person who tolerates in full awareness of that verse.